Proclamation number 2047 of August 28, 1941. Spiritual bondage or subordination of the will. The consequences of the rebellion against God must be borne by the spiritual itself, which thereby sinned against God, or the spiritual must submit to God in order to restore the former state. So the spiritual must either feel a lack of freedom as agony or acquire freedom again by being subject to God. The unfree state, however, can never be ended by the spiritual being on its own authority other than by subordinating its will to the divine will. Consequently, there can only be a persistence in the banished state or a release from it. The former is a will that resists God, the latter a giving up of resistance to God. In a manner of speaking, the giving up of resistance is an escape from the unfree state, which means agony for the being, and therefore it has to go the endlessly long earthly path in order to finally be able to feel love for God, so that the being then turns to God in joyful longing. It no longer has to experience the bound state as mere torment, but it must apparently also bring it happiness and joy, and yet the human being has to long for God. Only then will he no longer be judged, i.e., he will be forced to make his decision in favor of God, but completely free will determine him to seek union with God, and only then can he become completely free from his constraint. For now he submits himself to divine will and re-establishes the original relationship, and the once apostate spiritual substance is now with God again and united with God for all eternity. Amen.